Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show with Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
What day is this?
February 2nd.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day?
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Well, this is Tawny Phil, who, as legend has it, can predict the coming of an early spring.
6 more weeks of winter.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
I guess today isn't this Groundhog's Day.
First of all, you know, being from Pennsylvania.
That's right, woodchuckers. It's Groundhog Day.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer. Morning Show number 2434. That's what it is, 2434.
Yes, don't repeat something.
No,
Groundhog Day. That's right.
At about 6:07, yes, Thursday morning, Feb 2nd, so it is Groundhog Day.
Yes, it is.
So when do we find out, or did we already?
We did. He saw his shadow. There will be 6 more weeks of winter, which technically, anytime that happens, he is correct, because there's 6 more weeks of winter, people. That always cracks me up. But yes, he saw his shadow, and, you know, 6 more weeks of winter, according to, you know, the little furry meteorologist.
Phil.
Yes. Yes.
Punxsutawney.
Yes,
Pennsylvania.
Phil.
So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, but you know what? So what?
Yeah, I know.
Whatever. I'm in that kind of mood this morning, so whatever.
I hear you. I was going to say, I'm sure the people, then there were a couple people on my Facebook Live this morning who are from that end of the map, and they're like, yeah, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
It's so cold here anyhow. It's whatever. Whatever the little rodent says. Fine.
Yeah. I'm sure he has his own methodology
of
figuring out.
Very scientific.
I'm sure it is.
Mike, very scientific.
If you've seen the movie, then you know what we're talking about. All right, sunshine today. sunshine this morning, some afternoon clouds, same for tomorrow. Highs only in the mid to upper 50s today and on Friday. Shouldn't be too bad over the weekend, hopefully. Got about 34. Now, let's find out a few things we think you should know.
I get all my news from the radio.
Here are just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Building to big news.
On 96.3
KKLZ.
This just makes me furious. Netflix, you know, they're going to start cracking down on password sharing.
Yeah.
And they got this whole system. I can't even, you know what, Morty's doing a write-up on this because it's very complicated and convoluted to me. Basically, to ensure like uninterrupted access to your Netflix, you got to connect to Wi-Fi at your primary location. Right. And then you open it and you got to go through their steps. And if you watch something every month, you're good. And then if not, they'll scramble it up. So you have to go through it again.
Oh,
yeah. And if you want to watch elsewhere, well, that's not going to be easy either. If you just want to watch, maybe you're at a hotel, something like that. Oh, no, that's going to be, you got to go through a whole process there. And then they send you a temporary code. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely.
You know what? Whatever.
But why?
My head hurts already from listening.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, you guys, come on. I mean, everybody really stuck with you and went to you as well during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Really? You're losing money? Okay, sure. All righty then.
We can't have people sharing.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Ever had to bail on a bad date? Have you ever had to do that, Mike? Have you ever had to just kind of get out? Yeah.
I've been bailed on.
Yeah, well, then there's that, too. Survey found that, like, 1 in 5 people have done it. They've gone. See, something came up. And they say, we'll tolerate the bad date for about an hour. And then it's like, what? Something happened. My phone's ringing.
Blowing up. It's blowing up.
Yes.
I gotta go.
And that is the most common excuses we've used to get out of a date. I'm sick.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I go, work. Something came up at work. I'm so sorry. I have a headache. That one's used more often than just getting out of a date.
Of course it is.
Yes. My car broke down, or I'm stuck in traffic. All the same excuses we use for everything else as well. And I would dispute this. I'm not saying it should be us, but according to Wallet Hub, the best American city to get married in is Orlando.
What?
Orlando, Florida. Yeah, because you want, it's a small world playing on your wedding night, don't you guys? Yeah, Orlando.
In the country.
In
number
the country.
One. Number in, one place.
Yes, the number one American city to get married, or the best American city to get married in. Yeah, I'm not saying it's Vegas, but Orlando? Come on, people. I know there are people from Orlando going, no,
right.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been to Orlando. No, and no. Okay? Anyhow, I don't know. I just have to dispute that one, I think.
That's, okay.
You can say what you will. You can say what you will.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Helps me start my day.
They play a lot of music and have a lot of fun.
96.3 KKLZ.
Look at that, Carla. Jackie V is already up this morning. What's going on this morning, Jackie?
Hey, guys. Happy Groundhog Day. I absolutely love the three of you because the three of you jam and you all have your swerves on and you're my zen. Here's the thing about Netflix. I'm an antiquated man.
All right.
I only have two things about streaming. One is your radio. It's on my device. That's how I do. The other streaming I do is in the bathroom on porcelain.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, Netflix is just getting way out of line. This morning I even heard Netflix was going to start using facial recognition.
Oh, I'd even prefer that to having to remember my password.
I would too.
Right?
Hey, you guys have a killer Thursday.
I wouldn't mind that either.
Yeah.
You just show your face or something.
Don't you feel like a criminal when you forget your password and it's like, oh, okay, we'll send you a new one.
Yeah.
So then, you know, here's my email. We're going to say, I got to get a code. Okay, hold on. You feel like a criminal. I always feel like there's one person on the other end going, sure she did. This is somebody else.
Prove to me you're not a robot.
I know. When on the other end they
first
are
of all,
robots.
I could exactly. I can't afford a robot because all these services are costing me too much.
I'll tell you
what I'm going through right now on my universal remote. Everything works except the volume.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't figure it out. I was on a chat thing with Cox, and they're trying to explain how to get it back.
Right, go into your settings.
I said, okay. They go, how does that go?
Yeah.
You don't talk to anybody. Yeah. You just text back and forth.
Yeah. Oh, you did. Oh, you mean an online chat? Oh, honey, pick up the phone and call. Oh, that's the one. I will say that's the one company I always can talk to somebody.
Well, everything works. It turns on, turns off, records, it does everything.
You got in your settings, did what they said, it's still not working?
Yes, it's still not working.
Well, then they have to
and I'll
one.
Tell you this, you fail to realize what a luxury, a remote control is.
Oh, yeah.
When you have to get up and you know, go to the soundbar and then volume up, volume down.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Okay.
Oh, please. I don't even know where the button is on my soundbar. Are you kidding me? My remote went out the other day. Nothing would work. And I panicked, but it was like, hold on.
How do I even turn on the TV?
Oh, no. It's like, I need to change. Let me change the batteries. Yes! That was it.
They asked me to do that. And I said, I've changed the batteries. I've done everything. Well, try this now.
Okay. Did they say go up the street and get a new remote?
They said you might need a new remote.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
there's Cox right over there. Right up. Somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a little Cox right there. See?
But I tried so many different ways to get it to work. I was afraid I was going to screw everything else up.
Yeah. It's not that we're just lazy. It's that, like, you can't even operate your TV now, really, without a remote. New TVs, it's like, I can't change
it. If the remote goes out, do you even know how to turn on your TV? Or can you?
One of them I can. It's a little older one by today's standards. Yeah. My other one, I don't. There's a thing on the back, but I can't change the channels on one of them. There's no thing to.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yes.
Well, maybe I'll have to. But then see what I have to do now?
Huh.
So if I get a new remote.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to reprogram the whole thing.
Have them do it. Don't you pay that service? Have them come over and do it.
I just wait for my son-in-law.
Hey, guy.
My friend Jeff to come over.
Oh, jeez.
It's Donna Summer, KKLZ. I will say one more thing about the remote. I went over to, we went over to see Jody's mom. She's mm-hmm. in assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
We go over the weekend and she has the football game on.
Right.
It's in Spanish. And Jody finally notices and goes, why are you listening to the football game, watching the football game in Spanish?
No.
And she goes, I don't know. There's a couple of stations. They're all in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
So I did have a remote victory because I got the remote and said, well, here, let me fix that.
Okay.
And I actually did it, so win for me.
Okay, good. There you go.
As far as the volume control on my remote, we'll see how it works out.
Okay.
641, you were talking about dating and those excuses you get when somebody will drop you on a date. There's a new dating hack making the rounds on TikTok claiming you should only date people with the same name to make life easier.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay,
Here's this girl. Her name is Ellie. This is how she breaks down why this is a good idea.
I only date boys with the name Alex. I dated my first Alex, and when we broke up, I was so heartbroken. And every time I heard the name Alex, I saw it, I would just get so triggered. A few months later, I started coincidentally going on a few dates with this boy named Alex. And not only did I reclaim that name for myself, but it was also so much easier to just maneuver in my life just with another Alex. Alex number two, introduce him to my family and my friends. No one's going to confuse his name with my ex-boyfriend. And then when Alex number two and I broke up, I thought I should continue this trend of only dating boys named Alex because I could date multiple people at once and never get them confused.
So not the same name as you, but you just focus in on one name.
Yeah, okay. That, number one, I don't believe her. Number two, if there's any guy out there named Alex who just heard that, they don't want to date her now.
No.
Seriously. Oh, my God. Okay.
This is Bob.
Yeah.
No, not the other Bob. This is the new Bob.
Yeah, Bob. Okay.
Bob 2.
Oh, geez. Okay.
All right. And one more. And one more dating hack. This is Holly explaining that she's a TikToker. Holly Allen explaining why it's the best to go to Home Depot on a weekday, early morning on a weekday, because you're the only woman in this sea of bachelors, and this is how she explains that.
Turns out, if you're looking for love, all you need to do is go to Home Depot at 8:30 in the morning on a Wednesday. They're there, literally everywhere. I am the only woman in that entire store. So ladies, if you're struggling to find love, grab yourself a cup of coffee, throw on some mascara, and head to Home Depot at 8:30 on a Wednesday. Girl, I got you.
Okay, good. First of all, that is a thing. You can meet guys there. And lesbians say this is also a great place to meet women. I'm not joking.
Are you serious?
Not joking. Yeah. I have a friend. She's up in Reno, and she started dating somebody else. She's a lesbian. Proud lesbian.
Aren't they all?
I can go either way. Home Depot, I'm good.
Is it just Home Depot or Lowe's or these other?
You can go to any of them. Okay. You can go to any of them. But yeah, she said I met somebody. It was at Lowe's. I said, serious? She's like, it's a great place for lesbians to meet other women. I said, well, God, if they're in there, then they're also very handy. I think that's awesome. Can I just hire one?
How many other women do the same thing? That's where you go.
Yeah.
But you got to go on a weekday.
Because all the contractors are there.
Yeah.
That's why.
Because they know it's not going to be crowded or anything.
Yeah, and that's when they do most of their work. Sure.
All right. Well, if you concur, 702-739.
His pants were going off his butt crack.
9636, text or call in. All right, people texting in about the Home Depot hack.
What?
Well, the dating hack where you should, ladies, all you have to do is go to Home Depot during the weekday, early morning, you'll find a man.
Yeah, Connie said just that. Good morning, guys. Well, I guess I'm doing the whole dating thing wrong. Gotta hit up Home Depot. Another one of our listeners, Marianne, said, that's been a thing for a while. There are a lot of guys in Home Depot. Now, whether you want to date a lot of them, that's up for question. Because, of course, they're in their work gear, not always looking their best, so you don't get a good feel for what they, really look like. But there are a lot of guys in Home Depot, and Carly, you're right. There are also a lot of ladies in Home Depot.
But you brought up a good point. If you got a guy at Home Depot, at least he's a little handy.
Oh, yeah.
And going back to another topic that on the dating app, people are saying now, don't put your best picture out there.
No.
This might be a good point, too, that this is the worst that guy is going to look.
Right. Yeah.
So if he's hot looking that bad, imagine if he takes a shower, combs his hair and stuff, pulls up his pants.
Cleans those fingernails. Yes. Absolutely. No, you're right, though. You're right.
Yeah. I'm just trying to be positive here.
No, I think it's great.
All right.
I think it's great. But yeah, Home Depot, Lowe's. Those kind of they should do a dating app, actually. They really should.
Or a workshop. You know how they have those workshops? Yeah. You know, on the chalkboard, they say at 2 o'clock they're going to make birdhouses?
Yes, that's right.
We're doing a meet and greet or something, a happy hour. Marisol, what's up?
Oh, my goodness. I'm laughing about the Home Depot. My husband and I own handyman business.
Okay.
And he goes in Home Depot in the morning, you know, to get all his material for the day. And he gets hugs and hit on, and, you know, sometimes I'm with him, and I just stand back and laugh, you know, but when I'm not with him, he'll tell me when he comes home, oh, so-and-so, you know, and like, oh, my God, you and your Home Depot groupies.
Well, now, Marisol, flip it around now. When you're in there, what about you?
Do you ever go solo into the Home Depot?
Yeah.
You know, I hate going in there because it takes forever because they all stop and talk to them. So when I'm by myself, it's like, okay, I just need this.
No.
Done. I'm out. But when I'm with him, it's like, oh, my God, here comes the groupies.
Well, wait a second. You're alone in the Home Depot on a weekday, like a weekday morning, there aren't the Home Depot lesbians hitting on you?
Or men.
Honey, I just like get in there and get out.
Yeah. Listen, I don't have time. I don't care how hot you think I am. All I need are some light bulbs and pliers.
That's right. I'm just in and out. Yeah, with him, it's like, oh, hi, Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, everybody loves him.
Home Depot is a guy's, you know, Macy's, you know.
Is that what it is?
It is.
Okay.
It is. Yeah.
Marisol, like, have a great day.
Thanks for calling, girl.
When you wake up in the morning, it's 4:45, and you just can't wait to come home.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ.
We are so stoked. It's Mike and Carla's We Do Redo. We haven't done this for a while, but giving you a chance to renew those vows the day before Valentine's Day.
Yes. Yes.
That way you can spend the day of love on your own.
Celebrating. Yeah. Exactly.
And we are so stoked. Stoked.
Yeah.
It's going to be at the Legacy Club, downtown, high atop Circa, overlooking the lights in every direction.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Of Las Vegas.
It's just beautiful down there. It really is. This is going to be really, really special. It's a party. It's basically another wedding is what it is.
Pretty much.
Yeah. We're going to have the DJ there.
Yeah, we're going to have a DJ with a dance floor. We'll have a champagne toast. We'll have wedding cake.
Yes. I love this. I think this is fantastic, and it's a beautiful place. So you definitely want to get online. You want to register. You know what? Either on your free KKLZ app or at KKLZ, 96.3KKLZ.com. Do it, though. Okay? It's right around the corner, so do it.
This is going to be Monday, the 13th, downtown Legacy Club at Circa, and the grand prize is that second honeymoon, a two-night stay at Circa.
Sweet!
Breakfast, dinner, accommodations at the swim.
Stadium Swim.
Stadium Swim.
Yeah. Oh.
And then you have a couples massage, spot lakeside 2.0, and a $1,000 shopping spree at Tino Outlet Store.
I love them. You know I love that place. They have the best selection of jewelry I have ever seen in my life. No joke.
Right.
Plus,
there's a lot more.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be really fun, and it's going to be very, very special. Some of you have done this with us before. This will probably be the biggest.
Yeah,
really.
One of the best.
Yeah, yeah.
I love, you know, we went down through, we did a walkthrough yesterday.
The walkthrough, yes.
If it's anything like it is during the day, the view, at night, it's going to be killer.
Oh, I love it.
It's going to be killer.
It's going to be so much fun, and it's going to be very special, like I say. So if you want to do it again, if you want to marry you're the one you married the first time again?
Yes.
Let's do it.
And with all the power invested by the state of Nevada.
Yep.
In Carla Ray, she will be officiating at the ceremony. So.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
And by the way, throughout the, it's from 6 to 8, we'll have other giveaways. So everybody will have a chance to win.
It's so cool.
Going to be so much fun. Like Carla said, you can register now. All married couples, you can register to renew your vows with the Mike and Carla Morning Show on the free KKLZ app. Or right now, go to 96.3KKLZ.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Who is your bully?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
High school or in grade school growing up.
Oh, man.
And what happened to the bully?
Yeah, this is such a great story. Woman in Utah. So she just recently married the bully that used to tease her in high school.
Really?
Yeah. Lauren is her name. She said that Lucas teased her constantly, told her that she, she looked like Linda from Bob's Burgers. Now, their relationship, it took a turn after Lucas, and he saw that Lauren got into a minor car accident, and he reached out to her, you know, to say, hey, I'm really sorry. Are you okay? And they started dating, and they got married 4 years later. She says, it's funny that I, you know, can call him my high school bully and my high school sweetheart, technically. Yeah, she married him. I mean, they're, you know, into their mid-20s now, but that's so cool. Good for her.
You've said this said this before, that if a guy does that,
if they're pulling your pigtails, they like you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but yes, if it's that, you know, if they're not really being evil and physically abusive or something. Yeah, but oftentimes they like you.
All right.
They like you if they're doing that. I think this is such a great story.
Just short of marrying your bully.
Yeah.
What's your bully story? What happened?
Yeah, and you know, a bully gone good story.
Yeah.
You know, that would be... I have a friend up in Reno. She didn't even realize she was the bully. She's the kindest...
She didn't realize she was the bully?
No, she was picked on by her sisters and brothers.
Oh.
You can't believe. And she was just, like, mean in junior high. Monica, my best friend, says, I was so afraid of her. And I talked to her recently. I said, yeah, Monica said that. She's like, I was a bully in junior high. Because my siblings picked on me so bad, I took it out on everybody else.
Wow.
She's the kindest person you'll ever meet. She's wonderful. She's worth gobs of money. She's just amazing.
Hang on. Rick, what's your bully story?
He bullied me all through grade school, and then he bullied me all through high school. And since then, I've gone on and started my own business and started my own company. And it's like those videos you see on the internet. Somebody strolled in the office, talked to my secretary, was looking for a job, had an application and a resume.
No.
And then... came back and talked to me for an interview, and he didn't recognize me.
No.
The name on the door didn't give it away, but all his credentials and his abilities and his job skills worked for what I was looking for. And I told him, I said, hey, we're gonna start again and pretend like it's not 2004 when we graduated, and I'm going to go ahead and offer you the position.
Wow.
And then the look on his face, it clicked who I was. So he now works for me. I'm his boss, and I'm the one that writes the checks that pays his pays his bills and feeds his family. And
that's awesome.
You know, we actually have a really good working relationship, surprisingly, but it was just funny, the look on his face. You're just like, oh no.
Yeah.
No way.
I can imagine.
That's a great story. And that's what we're talking about. Not those people who, I mean, you know, there were evil people out there. There was always a bully, you know, there was always that bully or just somebody picking on you and things like that. That is a great story.
What's your story?
Wow.
Text in, call in 702-739-9636.
This is interesting. Barbara said there was a guy that picked on me a lot when I was younger. I won't have anything to do with him now, but at our last reunion, he spent an immense amount of time trying to talk to me. Then he friended me on Facebook. He's a politician in his state now.
Wow.
So hard pass on that one.
Looking for the vote.
Oh, my God. Yes, exactly.
I'm so sorry.
Exactly. another one of our listeners said, you know, one of the same things happened to me, you know, when I was in high school. This guy was such a boob. He was so rude to everyone. I found out later when we were in college that I guess he liked me. I didn't think guys still pulled your pigtails in high school, but I guess he liked me. And we did date for a while.
Oh.
In college, didn't end up marrying him, but he turned out to be a really good guy and pretty successful.
Are women still wearing pigtails?
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Yeah. They'll all come back. That one out of the hat in the back, one ponytail. But yeah, I mean, it does happen. You know, it does happen.
Did you have a bully in school?
Yeah.
I mean, besides the mean girl that you talked about?
Sonia. Yeah, Sonia. That was in college, too. That was in college, Sonia.
Seriously?
Sonia. Yeah, that was college. She didn't scare me. I mean, she kind of did.
I told you about that one guy. He was a senior when I was a sophomore.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Dave Pacino. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
It's like,
yeah.
Wow, when he graduated, it was so good.
Yeah. Well, like, and
get
I
that
can,
guy.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, Sonia got fat. So that was there, yeah. There's my. Oh, well, I didn't have to do anything, did I?
I win.
Sorry,
win.
I can say that as a former fatty. Yeah,
all right,
exactly.
Rick, what about your bully?
Our quarterback for football.
Mm-hmm.
The dude was, I mean, he was a pretty good bully. He liked to act like he was cocky, grew up with a silver spoon, and now he's in fast food and dropped out of college.
Wait a second. You said he was in fast food now?
But he was so cocky. He said he was going to go pro one day. And he was all about, you know, the team's only good because of him.
Ooh.
And so on and so forth. And went to college and just dropped out. Here we are.
What did he say? He was in fast food?
He's working in fast food. That's the sad thing about that guy. That was his best time of life.
Right.
You know?
I would agree.
Yeah, that makes me sad sometimes. Like, I know there are guys out there, and girls too, who, you know, were really good in high school college.
Right.
And then it just didn't happen. And then, of course, because you were such a, you know, horse's patoot.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I wouldn't call them my bullies, but they were a year ahead of me, these two guys. And they played football, and they were great. They had the Letterman's jacket with all the pins and awards and everything else. And although I played sports not on that level, they were really good.
Right.
And so I went back for a vacation, ran into them, and it was at a point in my life where I really had worked out hard. Yeah. You know, in high school, I was scrawny.
Right,
I was like 132 pounds or something. And I really worked out because I knew I was going back. I ran into both of them. They were still hanging out together, and they recognized me, and they said, oh, you kind of got big.
Oh.
And, you know, they had the gut and everything else.
And they were praising you. They were praising you.
It just made me feel good. Again, they weren't I wouldn't classify them as my bullies.
Yeah.
But it was nice to get that from those guys like them.
Right. Oh, that's funny.
So I walked away and I was feeling good.
Here are just a few more things the Mike and Carla Morning Show think you should know.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I want to mention, this is really cool. You know, Jamie Lee Curtis is up for an Oscar. She's up for Best Supporting Actress in Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And she said, I never, ever associated my name with Oscars. And I quote her, she said, I made horror films and sold yogurt that makes you poop. Oh. I never thought I'd hear my name at the Oscars.
She did, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Well. Yes, she did. So good for her. I have not seen that movie, and I hear it's just great. I wanted to mention as well that Ozzy Osbourne, he canceled his UK tour with Judas Priest, and he is retiring from touring. He had a spinal injury a few years ago that left him just in horrible, horrible condition. And he has Parkinson's, and he's really, really having a hard time physically. That makes me kind of sad, you know, Ozzy.
Like him, don't like him.
No, but I mean, that's he was Ozzy.
That's too
bad. You know,
bad.
It is too bad, and it sucks. You know, he probably loved doing that more than anything. Morty, listen up. McDonald's will start selling their Shamrock Shakes again February 20th. Those are back out, just in time, of course, for St. Patrick's Day.
People go nuts over that, don't they?
They love
over
them.
Those shakes.
They love them. Yeah, they love them. They're minty. They're nice, but yeah, you can do one. You know, I mean, other people love them. And Whole Foods, if you shop at Whole Foods, they have asked their suppliers to lower their prices. Because so Whole Foods can't even afford Whole Foods now because it's too expensive for them to buy stuff for their store. And that is true. I mentioned that. Keep that in mind when you go to the store and you complain about prices. They don't, they're charged a lot, you know, to buy that food. And their markup at grocery stores is not high at all. So they don't, they make money because there's volume. But just keep that in mind when you're complaining to the cashier. Well, the eggs were so expensive. Okay, I didn't do it. All right.
Where do you buy your eggs? Because I talked to somebody back east or southeast or whatever, and they're not paying this price. So
We're supposed to be like in the top five as far as the highest prices go. It all depends on where you are. It all depends on where if the avian flu hit, if it hit in your region and all of that stuff. I mean, I've paid like $8 for them, and then at Trader Joe's I paid $4, like $3.99. So
I know there's a lot more to it, but wouldn't it be nice if everybody just said, on this date, we're just going to all lower our price by 20%.
Well, it's same with gas. Why is one pump $4.25, the other one's $3.60?
Or I talked to my sister in Atlanta, and she goes, and I don't call up. I know it's about the taxes and stuff like that.
Of course, in the regions.
But it's odd. It's like TSA. I'm sorry. It's like going through TSA. You go through the TSA at one airport, and they go, yeah, you're fine. Go ahead.
Right.
And then you go through TSA at another airport.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
You can't bring. No. You're not good.
Wait
a second. I got here through TSA.
Yes.
Well, our rules are different.
Well, isn't that the whole freaking country? The rules are all different, people. All different.
Pick
good
a
luck.
Set of rules and stick with
it. Yeah. Good luck. Anybody under like 25, good luck to you. The world is your oyster. The country is yours to fix or screw up more. Okay. There you go. A few more things you should know.
Carla, we have some amazing kids I want to play for you.
Okay.
Maybe not amazing, but they are kids.
Okay.
And I'm sure a lot of moms and dads will be able to relate to these things.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little girl who's really not happy going on a hike through the snow. You know how kids, when they're not happy, they just, everything's sing-song. Everything's in a song. Listen to this girl, little girl with her parents going on a hike through the snow.
I am tired. I feel sick. I am tired. I am wet. I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, nothing else can go
on. That sounds like me when I was a kid on a hike.
I didn't want to say it.
I'm like it, I'm hungry, I don't want to be here, it's stupid.
Yeah. I am hungry,
that is hilarious.
Wet.
You have to play that again. That's
I am tired, I feel, I'm sick.
Sick.
I am tired, I am wet. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. Nothing else can go wrong.
And the parents aren't paying attention at all. You don't hear the parents say, shut up.
Nothing.
All right.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my gosh. I love that.
This is a kid out of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Only 6 years old. Evidently, he got a hold of dad's phone and dialed up Grubhub. Ordered about $1,000 worth of food.
Okay, oopsie daisy.
Here's accidentally, of course. Here's the dad talking about his kid doing it.
It's piles and bags of food, and they're dropping them off at the door, so I'm not communicating with the drivers. And I said, what is going on? Why are you bringing me food? He said, I don't know. You ordered from the shawarma place. He said, no. I think I had left the app open.
Uh-oh.
And he saw that when he was playing with my phone and just started going to town. So he ordered multiple orders, chili cheese fries, the chicken pita wraps. He ordered multiple orders of that, multiple orders of ice cream, pizza.
$1,000 worth of food.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
That's awesome.
Why are you bringing me all this food?
That's awesome. Yeah. Why do I keep getting food? I'm sure it happens a lot.
I bet you.
Kids get the phone, you're going to play some games, right? And it's like, that looks fun. I'm going to order some food. I'm going to keep ordering.
That's why I don't let the grandkids play with my phone. Listen, I have enough. I'm technically challenged enough for you to screw up with my phone. Or Ethan will say, here, Papa, I can fix this. And
Whoa. What are you doing? What are you doing? Put it down.
Great. You want to go on a hike? Are you okay?
I'm sick. I am tired. I am wet.
I'm not happy.
You're tired twice.
All right, all this week, You have a, hold on for a second.
Okay.
You have that right. text from parents Yo. Relating to the little girl we played.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, Andrea, who's listening out in New York, she said, that's my daughter. That's Kara. She said, anytime we're going to do any hiking or go ride a, let's go ride a bike. No, you know, my legs don't work. I don't want to do that. Aww. Kara's 10. My legs aren't working. I don't want
to. My legs aren't working.
My legs aren't working.
Every mom and dad has a kid like this.
I am tired. I feel sick. I am tired. Yeah. I am wet.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. Nothing else can go wrong.
Nothing else can go wrong. Oh, my God.
Anytime you try and get your kid outside to do anything now, yeah. it's just, wow.
Yeah. Why are we outside? What is this air I smell? It's gross. It smells gross.
All right.
Bird poop? I don't like this. Oh, wait, that's me.
I want to come back inside. Yeah, there's nothing out here for me. My legs hurt.
I don't know what this is out here.
All week long, you've had a chance to win these tickets for Seal. We have another pair to give away being Thursday. It's another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater. She's been living in her white bread world.
As long as anyone with hot blood can.
And now she's looking for a downtown man.
That's what I am.
All right, if you can identify from those words the song, the title of the song... Ninth caller, 702-739-9636 from the Bubble Breeze Prize Closet. You have a pair of tickets for Seal at the Venetian Theater. What a great place to see him.
Yeah, and what a great artist to see.
Mm-hmm. Here's the scene again. Listen closely.
She's been living in her white bread world.
As long as anyone with hot blood can.
Screaming. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. If you have the correct answer, you are a winner. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets for Seal with another segment of Thespian Opera Theater.
She's been living in her white bread world.
As long as anyone with hot blood can.
From those lyrics, can you identify the title of the song? We're looking for caller number 9. All right, James is on the phone. James, give us the name of the song. Go ahead.
Uptown Girl.
Yes,
sir. Good job, James. Ooh.
By Billy Joel. And why did you do that?
I did it because it's Christy Brinkley's birthday today. 69 years old, which I can't believe. She still looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Man. Ooh, yeah.
She could still sport a bikini, couldn't she?
I think she did, actually, in a photo shoot recently.
Oh,
yeah,
good for her.
She still looks pretty darn good.
Well, for an uptown girl.
Yeah, she was also on Broadway recently. She did Chicago, I believe it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Well,
yeah.
James, you got the tickets. You're going to see Seal when he's back in town over at the Venetian Theater from the Bubble Breeze Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We're going to tell you how we're going to get those tickets to you. But otherwise, thank All you right. for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Every morning.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. New survey, 28% of pet owners say that they allow their pet to stay in the bedroom while they're getting it on.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But on the flip side, 58% admit they've become distracted by the pet right in the middle of everything.
Yeah, well, sometimes the pet becomes distracted too.
I bet. 72% of pet parents say they do take some form of action to keep their pet occupied or force them out of the bedroom when, you know, that happens, which might be a better option. So
yeah,
you gotta take care of that. I don't know. Does Angie, well, she has cats.
She does have cats. Yeah, I have to be honest. They kind of are like, oh, okay, we'll just be out here.
We'll shut the door
ourselves.
But I've
had dogs, yes, who are like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, close the door, go on out.
Guy in Rochester, New York, got home on Monday to find his upstairs neighbor wearing his clothes and eating his food with a fire raging in the background.
Oh,
the neighbor
geez.
Got in by kicking down his door, made himself right at home. It sounds like the fire was in the living room.
So it wasn't in the fireplace.
No.
Oh, okay.
Which
okay.
is where you do
Oopsie.
It normally.
Oopsie. Well, they didn't have one, Mike. All right.
The guy and another person had to hold the neighbor down until first responders got there.
Oh, jeez.
So he's been booked and he's in jail.
Okay. Well, guy, this is brilliant, actually. Eric, he lives in Sebastopol, California. Beautiful area. He's making money because of the egg shortage. He has hens, and he's renting them to people now. He's renting his hens out.
He's pimping out his hens?
He's pimping out his hens.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, this is not cheap. It's like $375 for a four-week rental. And he says you just need a backyard with a fence, you know, so dogs and other wildlife can't get at the chickens and the hens. Boy, you know what? $375 for a month, you better grab those eggs up. I mean, the minute they pop out, you better be egg snatching.
Uh-huh.
And we've all seen this woman, I believe. This one from Charleston, South Carolina. She was in a piano bar, Mike, and she got on the piano and started, you know, trying to be all sexy and looking good. And they had to call the police because she wouldn't get off the piano. She had way too many drinks. They got there and they removed her from the bar. She wasn't arrested. They got her home safely. But, you know, she's that. We've all been that woman.
I won't say we were on the piano, but at the carriage house. Remember the carriage house?
Yes, I do.
And Kiefer's at the top of the carriage house?
Yeah.
What is that? Harmon and the Strip, right?
Correct.
But we were around the piano.
Okay.
And clearly we're overserved.
Oh, really?
And singing along with the piano guy.
Okay. All
right. Who didn't really need our help.
Yeah.
But we were asked to excuse ourselves.
Oh, see? There you go. Same thing. After that movie, what was it? The Fabulous Baker Boys? That I think a lot of us were like, I'm going to get it on the piano. Let me kick my heels off first.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure lounge piano players all over the country just thanked that movie.
Yeah. Keep the piano open, please. Leave the lid open.
Yes.
Please. Okay. That way they can just get in. It is Thursday, your other news.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Okay, we're back.
I'm ready. 96.3 KKLZ.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news. Hopefully start that workday off on a positive note. Sponsored by Kane County Office of Tourism. Balloons and Tunes in Kanab, Utah is February 19th. You want more information? BalloonsandTunesRoundup.com. Well, this is a cool story. Two employees at a DoubleTree Hilton Hotel in Montreal. They went the extra mile to help a woman who showed up crying. She and her boyfriend had just broken up the day before she was supposed to fly home, and he kicked her out. To his credit, he got her a hotel room, but he booked it for the wrong night. So he knew he was going to break up with her. Didn't know which night, I guess. The employees hooked her up with a discounted room, free snacks, and they got her a sympathy card. She posted a video and on TikTok and some other places. She just put it out there, and Hilton responded. They said they'd already shared the story with their whole team, and they appreciate her love and her thanks as well. That was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
You know, you think about that whole thing when you break up with someone, especially when you're in their city or state.
Yeah.
And you're not home. Oh, man.
What are you going to do?
I know.
Good for the hotel.
Yes.
You know, nice job. If you have a feel-good happening in your life, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have those tickets for the Cruel World Festival. That's happening in SoCal, so she'll have those at about 12:40. So make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow morning to wrap up the work week bright and early at 5 a.m. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today? Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app on the Apple or Google App Store. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.